Friends, welcome back. Let us begin with the next chapter, and that is objectives and benefits of Six Sigma. Because earlier I told you that Six Sigma is not old wine in new bottle. It is much, much above all that we have done up till now. It is not a new fad. I tried to convince you that it is not a new management fad. It is something very, very, very great thing to do in the organization. It is a breakthrough strategy in the organization. That is what I tried to convince you. There must be some objectives of Six Sigma. There must be some benefits out of what hard work we are doing while implementing Six Sigma. We'll discuss that in this first chapter, in this third chapter. Perception and performance of an enterprise determines its value. Perception means what image customer has about my organization. Image what customer has about my employee. Perception what customer has about the service given by me. On that, the value of the organization totally depends. My performance, my quality should be such that the perception in the eyes of the customer never goes down that my organization is not good enough, my employees are not good enough. I should never lose my image in the eyes of customer. I should be always on my toes, because I know that perception and performance about my quality, performance about my delivery, performance about my product cost is required so that perception is always better. I must continuously improve my performance so that perception in the eyes of the customer never goes down. I must be very careful about that perception, because it determines its value. Six Sigma management focuses on driving effective and efficient performance across the total enterprise, not only in manufacturing, not only in marketing, not only in purchasing, not only in inventory control. Across the enterprise, for example, a company has many branches across India, in Jaipur, in Nasik, in Bangalore, in Mumbai, many branches. Across the organization, in all the branches, for example, State Bank of India has many branches all over the country. In all these branches, the perception in the eyes of customer must be that the company is good. Today we find that we go to a bank and we get very bad service in the bank. I don't want to name the bank, but you know that many banks don't give us proper service. That is the perception that I start feeling that I must change the bank because this bank is no good. Service. So, effective and efficient performance across the total enterprise to increase the perception of the marketplace of the ability to deliver value at value-added process. For example, I have opened an account in a bank where, without going to the bank, I am able to open that account online just by giving my Aadhaar card number and PAN card number, and I am getting everything, all the information by SMS. Without going to bank, I am able to transfer my funds. I am able to do all banking operations by sitting in my house. I am happy about that. Whereas some banks, for getting a checkbook, I have to go again and again and again and request them follow up two kinds of services I have seen in banks. Increase the perception of the marketplace of ability to deliver value-added processes, products, value-added products and services. This is what we have to do. And Six Sigma management focuses on how to improve the perception. Six Sigma process has several rich objectives in the industry. To develop a comprehensive infrastructure that goes well beyond the narrow confines of quality to encompass all areas of business excellence, not only in product quality, but capability of every business process. Let that be purchasing of raw materials. Let that be purchasing of spare parts. Let that be stores management. Let that be marketing. Let that be dispatch of materials to customer. Let that be driving of a company's truck from company's establishment to the customer's place. That is also a process. We see all business processes, all areas of business excellence. For example, I am dispatching the material to customer. What quality of truck I am employing? What quality of driver I am employing? How fast material goes from company's premises to the customer's premises? Non-stop. This is a process. All areas of business excellence. In case of hospital, how doctor treats the patient. In operations theater, whether there is proper arrangement of operation theater, what is the death rate of infants, all that determines the perception of the hospital, all areas of business excellence, to maximize all stakeholder loyalty. What is stakeholder? Up till now, we were considering that shareholders are the stakeholders. Shareholders who put the money, who invest in the organization. So they are the stakeholders. No. Today we say customer is the stakeholder. Employee is the stakeholder. Supplier is also stakeholder. Distributor, dealer and investor definitely is the stakeholder. We must see that all the stakeholders are loyal. No supplier goes away from me. No customer goes away, that I have said already. No supplier goes away from me. I pay him in time. I give him sufficient money considering his economics. No employee goes away from me. In earlier lecture, I have said that if employee leaves my organization, then it is speaking about my performance. Attrition rate of employees must be very minimal. If attrition rate is high, I consider that my organization is not performing properly. Customer definitely is the stakeholder. I can't allow my customer to go away from me. I want all customers loyal to me. Customer retention must be 100%. All customers should be with me for long time to come. And that is what I want to achieve, to maximize. All stakeholder loyalty is my target. Maximize business results, maximize profits, return on investment, ROI, asset returns, inventory turns, more inventory turns in double digits, sales value added per employee, etc. I want all this to minimize employee turnover. Just now I said, and bring joy to the workplace, especially to the line worker. To go beyond modest and mediocre quality standards. For example, people say, quality is what? Fitness for use. No. Quality is what thrills the customer. That should be the idea. Devise an ideal yet practical quality system. Ideal quality system, but practical. That must be devised. To introduce powerful problem solving tools. Like problem analysis. Like Ishikawa diagrams. Like brainstorming. Introduce powerful problem solving tools. In coming chapters, I am going to explain to you every such problem solving tool in total details. In coming chapters, you will understand which are all those problem solving tools. I will not just say something and leave it. I will give you practical examples of problem solving tools. Everything in total depth we will go. We are not going to discuss this Six Sigma subject only superficially. We will go in total depths. So you will get convinced that yes, this is something definitely to be done. To implement solutions that are low in implementation costs and high in business results. To conduct periodic audits and self-assessments to achieve continuous, never-ending improvement. We have certain improvement projects, then we get complacent about it. No, we should never get complacent. We say, okay, we have to make further improvement. Continuous improvement, never-ending improvement. That is what we have to do. Our thinking has to get dramatically changed. I am going to work on this while giving these lectures in all chapters. How your thinking will change dramatically. How your culture is changed dramatically. So that improvement which encompasses the total organization will come. And never ending improvement. The perception of the marketplace of the value of an enterprise is measured by, I said, value. What is value? Something for which customer is ready to pay. That value. We are working now for improving the value to the customer. Again, I will say, value is something for which customer is ready to pay, and we should not do anything for which customer is not ready to pay. Market share. What is our market share? Total market is 100 and my share is 20%. That is one thing. One thing which I have not written here is market position. For example, my competitors are producing 10,000 vehicles per month and I am producing 5,000. That is my market position. So market share is also important. Market position is more important than it. Perception of the marketplace, the market position is the mirror of that. Market share is one mirror. Market position is one more mirror of the perception. How customer feels about you. What is his image? What is the image in his eyes about your organization? Shareholder value, willingness of customers to recommend these processes, products and services to other potential customers. If the perception is bad, customer will never tell others that you buy products from these people. If your perception is good in the eyes of the customer, he will tell other potential customers to buy from this company. For example, if I am going to America trip by an organization called, let us say, Sachin Travels or Cox and Kings or Vina World or Kesari Travels, I will tell others to go to Kesari Travels only if I feel that their service is worth the money what I have paid to them. Otherwise, I will tell all hundreds of my friends not to go by these travels. So, perception is important. Willingness of customers recommend these processes, products and services to other potential customers. That is the perception. And we have to be very careful about this perception. Critical success factors of Six Sigma. Customer loyalty and long-term retention. Many times I have told in this lecture also. Customer loyalty, that customer is always with me, never wants to leave me, is loyal. Then long-term retention. He remains with me for a long time because he doesn't want to leave you. That is the critical success factor of Six Sigma. Six Sigma is successful. I am going to explain this Six Sigma in the next chapters in very long details. But after doing all that, whether we are successful or not, if we have to judge, this is the first success factor, customer loyalty. Is your customer loyal to you? Is your customer ready to remain with you for a long term? Yes, then you say you are successful in Six Sigma. Next, quality of leadership to provide vision and inspiration for employees. Leader is not any manager. Leader is one person who inspires his team members, who guides his team members. Then he may not be a senior manager. He can be just a supervisor. But he is able, his ability is to guide and lead the people to a way which impacts the company's results. We must develop such leaders, and Six Sigma is able to develop such leaders like black belts, like green belts, like master black belts, like champions. And if you are able to develop such leadership, then you say that you are successful in Six Sigma. Quality of organization to revolutionize the ways people are hired. Today, we give an advertisement, then we take interviews, and then employ the people. Keep them for probation for 6 months or 1 year. Then we throw them out or we confirm. This is the normal process. Quality of organization to revolutionize the ways the people are hired, so that they are of such a good quality that they can be converted into leaders. That is the quality of organization which comes by Six Sigma projects which work on the process of hiring the people. How they are hired, then how people are trained, because training is also important. Training for black belt, training for yellow belt, training for green belt. Training to make them leaders of tomorrow. Then how they are evaluated. For example, yearly, we must look after their performance and then compensated by giving increments, the salary revisions, promotions. This is a business process. We should not be considered that, okay, hiring the people is just giving advertisement, taking the interview, taking them inside, promoting or throwing them out. No. We must take in people, only those people, not because of their qualification like BE or whatever. People means we must look after their inherent qualities so that they are tomorrow's leaders, tomorrow's black belts, tomorrow's green belts, tomorrow's champions. That business process of hiring the people must be seen. Quality of employees to provide empowerment to the road to the industrial democracy. Are we empowering our people? Because we generally see in organizations, we control the people. We tell them something and then they do it. How many people are self-starters? How many people are involving themselves to take decisions because they are empowered? That is the important thing. And that is the critical success of Six Sigma, because Six Sigma improves such business processes. Quality of metrics to assess business excellence. Earlier I said, what is metric? Measure everything that results into customer satisfaction. Just now I said, OPD, I have to wait there for 1 hour, 45 minutes, 1.5 hours, and I will never go to that hospital again or that doctor again. There should be a metric, measurable thing. For example, customer gives me a ring. I must lift that phone within 3 rings. That is my metric. Customer gives me a ring that my engine is failed. I must go to that customer from a place like Nasik or Pune to a place like Delhi within 8 hours. That is the metric. I am actually a person working in a courier company. One Mr. X sends the courier to one Mr. Y who is in Kashmir Valley. The metric is that courier must reach the customer within 8 hours, because the person who is going to receive the courier has the birthday on that day. So on that particular time, I must deliver the courier. That is the metric. Everything has metric. Quality of tools to achieve quality. We'll be discussing all these tools one by one. What is the quality of tools to achieve quality, cost and cycle time breakthroughs? What is cycle time? Cycle time is the time in which you produce a product continuously. Quality of design to maximize customer value and wow. For example, I had gone to America and I could not get the visa for Canada. And at Niagara, I wanted to see from the Canada side. I did not get the visa for Canada. When I told this to the company who took me to America, they said, okay, don't worry, sir. We will give you a helicopter ride. They gave me a helicopter ride over Niagara. I have seen Niagara from the Canada side on the helicopter. That was customer wow. I said, great. They gave me that helicopter ride without costing any one single dollar. Quality of supplier partnership to improve customer quality, cost and cycle time while enhancing the supplier profits. Supplier also must earn profit. Quality of supplier partnership. I should not say to the supplier that I want the part in 100 rupees. If you can't give it, go out. No, I must go to him and study his economics. Suggest to him how he can give me the part in 100 rupees. If he is not able to give, I should guide him how he can still reduce his cost and still earn profit if he sells that product to me in 100 rupees. Supplier partnership. That is important. Success factor of Six Sigma. Because what I am telling you is what I have learned from Six Sigma. If I am successful in Six Sigma, all this must happen. Otherwise, it will be an exercise which will be not very successful.